So she prayed, and brought it all to pass. She offered the rich two-handled cup to Telemachus, Odysseus's son, who echoed back her prayer word for word. They roasted the prime cuts, pulled them off the spits, and sharing out the portions fell to the royal feast. Once they'd put aside desire for food and drink, old Nestor the noble charioteer began at last. Now is the time, now they've enjoyed their meal, to probe our guests and find out who they are. Strangers, friends, who are you? Where did you sail from over the running sea lanes? Out on a trading spree? Or roving the waves like pirates, sea-wolves raiding at will who risk their lives to plunder other men? Poised Telemachus answered, filled with heart, the heart Athena herself inspired, to ask for the news about his father gone so long and make his name throughout the mortal world. Nestor, son of Neleus, Achaea's pride and glory, where are we from, you ask? I will tell you all. We hail from Ithaca, under the heights of Nion. Our mission here is personal, nothing public now. I am on the trail of my father's widespread fame, you see, searching the earth to catch some news of great-hearted King Odysseus, who, they say, fought with you to demolish Troy some years ago. About all the rest who fought the Trojans there, we know where each one died, his wretched death. But father, even his death, the son of Cronus shrouds it all in mystery. No one can say for certain where he died, whether he went down on land at enemy hands or out on the open sea in Amphitrite's breakers. That's why I've come to plead before you now. If you can tell me about his cruel death, perhaps you saw him die with your own eyes, or heard the wanderer's end from someone else. More than all other men, that man was born for pain. Don't soften a thing from pity, respect for me. Tell me clearly, all your eyes have witnessed. I beg you, if ever my father, Lord Odysseus, pledged you his word and made it good in action once on the fields of Troy, where you Achaeans suffered, remember his story now. Tell me the truth. Nestor, the noble charioteer, replied at length. Ah, dear boy, since you call back such memories, such living hell we endured in distant Troy, we had strong fighting forces of Achaea, so many raids from shipboard down the foggy sea, cruising for plunder wherever Achilles led the way, so many battles round King Priam's walls we fought, so many gone, our best and bravest fell. There Ajax lies, the great man of war. There lies Achilles, too. There Patroclus, skilled as the gods in council, and there my own dear son, both strong and staunch, Antilochus, lightning on his feet and every inch a fighter. But so many other things we suffered, past that count, what mortal in this wide world could tell it all? Not if you sat and probed his memory 5, 6 years, delving for all the pains our brave Achaeans bore there. Your patience would fray, you'd soon head for home. 9 years we wove a web of disaster for those Trojans, pressing them hard with every tactic known to man, and only after we slaved did Zeus award us victory, and no one there could hope to rival Odysseus, not for sheer cunning. At every twist of strategy he excelled us all. Your father, yes, if you are in fact his son, I look at you, and a sense of wonder takes me. Your way with words, it's just like his. I'd swear no youngster could ever speak like you, so apt, so telling. As long as I and great Odysseus soldiered there, never once did we speak out at odds, neither in open muster nor in royal council, forever one in mind. In judgment, balanced, shrewd, we mapped out armies planned so things might turn out best. But then, once we'd sacked King Priam's craggy city, Zeus contrived in his heart a fatal homeward run for all the Achaeans, who were fools at least, dishonest too, so many met a disastrous end, thanks to the lethal rage of the mighty father's daughter. Eyes of fire, Athena, set them feuding. Atreus's two sons, they summoned all the Achaean ranks to muster, rashly just at sunset. No hour to rally troops, and in they straggled, sodden with wine, our heroes. The brothers harangued them, told them why they'd met. A crisis. Menelaus urging the men to fix their minds on the voyage home across the seas brought back, but it brought no joy to Agamemnon, not at all. He meant to detain us there and offer victims, anything to appease Athena's dreadful wrath. Poor fool. He